Hi, and welcome to Headspace. As part of our Mindful Traveller campaign this summer, we're looking at how you can get the very most out of your time away, the very most out of your holiday. Because it's a strange thing, very often we spend so much of the year sort of looking ahead and planning for our time away, but as soon as we get there, we find it quite hard to switch off. We find ourselves thinking back to things that we should have done or thinking forward to things we need to do when we get back from our holiday. So this short exercise is really just to show you the benefits of taking a few minutes out to be present, to let go of the thoughts, so that you can really kind of get the very most out of your holiday. And of course, as enjoyable as a holiday is, there's often so much stuff kind of going on around it. It's quite easy to get a bit sort of stressed even, you know, so whether it's the packing or the planning, maybe we spend a lot of time worrying about the weather and checking the forecast. Perhaps it's getting there on time. Maybe we're a little afraid of flying, or maybe we're worried of being stopped at customs at the airport. Maybe it might be the car breaking down, getting a seat on the train. It's a funny thing, for such a potentially relaxing experience, it can often be very, very stressful. And as I say, even when we get there, sometimes we find ourselves lying on the beach, wondering what's happening in our inbox, whether we should check our email, whether we need to make any calls. So it's really important that even before we go away, we start to find a way where we can just let go of those thoughts, come back into the present moment, so that when we arrive feeling refreshed and actually ready to enjoy the holiday. Kind of ready to experience everything that it has to offer. Very often when we go away, we're perhaps not on autopilot, but we're used to living a certain way where our eyes aren't necessarily as open as they might be. And so when we step into a different place, or it might even be a different culture, there's so many different things. And the more open, interested, and curious we can be, the more likely we are to be present, the more likely we are to have a calmer mind and therefore a sort of a happier and more enjoyable experience. And that goes not only for ourselves, of course, but also for our traveling companions, whether that's our partner, our friends, our children, maybe our parents, whoever it is. This is about making it an enjoyable experience for everyone. So as I say, I'm just going to take you through a very short exercise. Find a place to get comfortable. It's only going to take about 5 minutes or so. Ideally, just sitting upright on a chair with your feet flat on the floor, legs and arms uncrossed, and the hands just sort of resting nicely in the lap or on your legs. And I'd like you to begin by just taking a really deep breath, breathing in through the nose and out through the mouth. Now, as you breathe in through the nose, just being aware of the lungs filling with air, the chest expanding. And as you breathe out, just noticing how, as the body breathes out, the body softens a little bit. Just do that a couple of times, taking a deep breath in through the nose and out through the mouth. And with the next out-breath, you can just gently close your eyes if you haven't done already. And just allow the breath to return to its natural rhythm. Now, it's perfectly normal for there still to be lots of thoughts in your mind. That's absolutely okay. Just allow the thoughts to come and go, whether they're about the holiday or whatever else. But having closed the eyes, just take a moment to come into the body a little bit. Just starting to become more aware of the physical sensations in the body. Just feel the weight of the body against the chair beneath you. Just aware of that contact, where it's strongest. aware of the sensation of the feet on the floor. And of the hands and the arms just resting on the legs. And without opening the eyes, just starting to notice what's going on around you as well, starting to notice any sounds. And not getting caught up in the sounds, but just noticing all the different sounds around you. Now, as you bring your attention back to the body, starting at the top of the head, just mentally scan down through the body. Take about 20 seconds to do this, all the way down to the toes. Just noticing how the body feels. So are there any areas of tension? We're not trying to change anything. There's no need to move, but just noticing how the body feels, what's comfortable, what's uncomfortable. Again, perfectly normal for the mind to wander off. No problem if it does. But as soon as you realize it's wandered, just gently bringing the attention back again to the body as you scan down towards the toes. And as you become more aware of the body, you might start to notice the breath as well. It's that rising and falling sensation in the body. Maybe you feel it around your stomach or in your chest. Again, not changing it in any way at all, but just noticing how that feels. And just noticing how it feels to have taken a moment out, to momentarily to have let go of thinking. And just taking some time to be present in the body. Knowing the more often we do this, the more familiar that feeling becomes, the easier it becomes, and the more enjoyable our life becomes, regardless of whether we're on holiday or at home. So with that in mind, just gently opening your eyes again when you're ready. As I say, this is really just a very, very short introduction to the idea of stepping out of that inner chatter, that inner dialogue, and just taking some time to be present. If you've enjoyed this and would like to try a little bit more, then why not download the Headspace app? It's free to download. And you can try our Take 10 Challenge. So that's doing 10 minutes a day for 10 days. If you are going on holiday, I recommend you start this 10 days before you go so that you really do get the full benefit of it. And as I say, you begin your holiday feeling refreshed, relaxed, and ready to get the very most out of your time away. So have a fantastic time and safe travels. We'll see you back here soon.